Welcome back to another episode of Ecclesiology on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Justin Eldracker, joined once again by Father Luke Patrizzi. Welcome, Father. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you once again for having me.
Yes. So in our last episode, we discussed the different terms that are associated with heresy and what their meanings are. And so now today we're going to start by giving an example of a heresy and following through all the steps from that first initial declaration to the final sentence of excommunication. So for our example, we're going to be using a priest who from the pulpit one Sunday announces that he believes that there are four persons in the Blessed Trinity and the Catholic Church has got that wrong. And this is really what it means. So Father, what would the first thing that happens after that be?
Oh yes, a heretic who professes his heresy externally in such a way that other people know that he professes it, even if it's just a small number of people, he is in fact guilty of the crime of heresy, as we covered last time. Now, before there is any kind of sentence imposed upon him, a sentence of ferendae sententiae, excommunication, as we've also defined earlier, before that time, he is what we call a simple heretic, someone who is guilty of the simple delict of heresy. And once that has come to light, that whoever this is, in this case, yes, a cleric, someone who, in short, is worth the trouble of carrying out all the steps against, a priest who preaching heresy from a pulpit, for example, in such a way that there's real suspicion that there's pertinacity here, because anybody could make a mistake in the moment.
Right.
That can happen. A priest could say a heresy during a sermon, just inadvertently, just not realizing what he's saying, phrasing something poorly that comes out objectively as a heresy, though he didn't mean it in a heretical way. That's possible. Now, you can ask any priest about the amount of effort it takes to write a sermon without falling into any kind of error by accident. So here we're not talking about the case in which someone, a priest specifically, makes a mistake. Anybody could make a mistake and materially, as it's called, profess a heresy. But here we're talking about, something that gives real suspicion to someone being actually guilty of the crime of heresy. Sure. Something very clear, such as, denying the number of persons in the Trinity, how many persons there are in God, for example, something obvious like that. It would be very difficult, and not outside their own possibility, of course. Somebody could just have a moment of extreme absent-mindedness and say that there are four persons in the Trinity. That is, of course, human nature being fallen as it is, such glitches are capable of occurring. But we're talking about a case, again, of someone who clearly states what he knows what the Catholic Church teaches, but that's not what he thinks. So there's a real suspicion of pertinacity here, and he's someone who's worth going after. So at that point, even so, he is a simple heretic, guilty of the simple delict of heresy, to which there is attached an automatic excommunication, and that takes effect without the need for any declaration by anybody. So he is truly excommunicated. He is not a member of the Catholic Church. He can truly be said to be excommunicated. After that, the cell in this imaginary scenario, and certainly there have been parallel scenarios in the history of the Church, but we'll keep it hypothetical for the sake of simplicity. This gets to the bishop of the diocese, who sends him a warning. Tells Father Smith, or whoever it is, just take a name. Nothing against anybody named Smith, just to take an easy name. The bishop of the diocese warns this priest that he has to retract that heresy, or further steps will be taken against him. So he receives, at that point, a monition. A monitum is the technical term. A monitum.
Right. So what form would this monitum take? Would the bishop come and visit the priest in person, or would he send a letter, or would he send a deputy? That can probably vary as well, but are there any specifications?
Certainly, yes. Typically, you get something in writing. Typically, it would be a written notice that could be sent. The law doesn't specify that, but it's certainly fitting that be the case. You have an objective...